This is the 2008 meeting of the National Federation of the Blind in Computer Science, held in Dallas, Texas, at the Hilton Anatole Hotel on Tuesday, the 1st of July, and we're calling the meeting to order, the programmable part of the meeting, at 1 p.m.
The 2008 meeting of the National Federation of the Blind in Computer Science is now in order. Well, you could applaud or something. All right, so my name is Curtis Chong, for those who don't know, and I'm the president of the National Federation of the Blind and Computer Science. Later in the afternoon, we will be having a business meeting at which you, the people, can decide who gets to continue running the organization and whether or not I continue to serve as president. I will state for the record that I am planning to run for president, for those who don't know. And so if you're willing to have me back again, I do not offer to pay for your votes, but I certainly offer to appreciate them. All right. Now, you have print and braille agendas. Now, I just want to do a couple of those of you who haven't paid your $5, pay $5 quietly to the people in the back and give them your email address, and that way we're recording this meeting so that we can make it available to people after. We'll send you out an email telling you where you can get the audio. And if I get the right people to work on this, I might even supply this as Daisy audio, which you might be able to save on your stream. Play it back. As a matter of fact, I think the last year's meeting we got a Daisy version up there, and you could play it on your Victor stream, just for your information. So I have agreed, there's a couple miscellaneous things. Charles Black, you want to talk to us? You have jobs, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, well, some of us might want to go to work, so Charles, tell us a little bit about where you work and what you might have.
I am currently employed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I am the Division of Information Management Webmaster. The government, as some of you may know or may not, their employment rate right now for handicapped individuals is 0.7%. They need to get that up to 10%. And you can help them and help yourself at the same time. Those of you who are students need to encourage your school to get involved with the WRP program, which stands for the Workforce Recruitment Program. That comes out of Washington for students to be hired as interns. But other than that, you just need to go and apply for federal jobs. A lot of people feel that, though, they'll never hire me. Well, you'll never know. If you don't try, you'll never know. That's what I have to say. Any questions?
Thank you, Charles. I don't want to get into much detail about this because then I'll be accused of doing a commercial, but somebody did bring me a press release, and the one thing that I found interesting about it was free copies of System Access Mobile for K through 12. What it doesn't provide is the U3 drive that you have to put it on. Sounds like you got to supply one of your own. If you want to learn more about that, go and see the guys at Saratech, and they'll be glad to tell you all about it. Let's see, is there any other things I want to talk about before we jump right into this? We have a pretty full agenda, and so I think what we're going to do is we'll just jump right in.